This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Practice for free and drink all your beer, you know, and I'm fine with that, but they're not going to want to pay, like, you know, 15. Here's the other thing. When we played at the Trocadero, we did a Praying Mantis Entertainment showcase.
Good people, by the way.
Very good people. Very.
No, the Troc. Yeah, and go ahead, because I was going to mention that.
Very, very good people, by the way. Very easy to work with. It's just that because it's a bigger venue, you have to sell more tickets. And it's the other thing that we kind of have had a lot of, you know, trouble with is the pay-to-play.
Well, I just want to cut off on that. I mean, yeah, the Troc, it's more centrally located in an urban area. I mean,
people know about it.
And actually, that really wasn't that much of a problem. We actually had a great night there. We had a lot of walk-ins after the deadlines were up. Everything was great. So I really... Nothing but good things happened that night.
But the Troc actually publishes and promotes
the
bands that they schedule.
Yeah. And that's good. That's good. That, I have nothing bad to say about the Troc.
Venues are supposed to do that.
Yeah,
it's not the onus of responsibility
why does the band. Why does the band...
Exactly.
Imagine if you're just like this up-and-coming band where you're like all teenagers. You don't know anything about anything, and it's like... Do you want us to like research and
you're
get
a Chicago dude who, you know, who just want to play, you know, on the East Coast, not the Midwest, or even, you know, the West Coast.
Or wherever they play.
The venue is responsible for, you know, trying to promote, hey, come out, let's, you know.
Guess who's coming to play.
If I ran a venue and I was making the most money, and most money out of the person who came in through the door, you know, I would be like, yo, guess who's coming? You better be there. Why should the band be responsible
for that?
That's right. Because imagine a younger band that
if you're running a venue, that's part of your job.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
what I think. Do you want people to come to your venue or not?
That's right.
Period.
Right. The same thing I think about radio, you know? I have the same, you know, bone of contention about radio, you know? That our job is to promote people, you know, versus, oh, you're big now, or you're up and coming, oh, now I'll interview you, okay? No, fuck that. I want to know about people who are doing real music out there that I absolutely love. I
want to
bring
up
them in the station and provide you with an opportunity to share your music with people and say, okay, where are you playing next? And let's play your music. And, you know, you got to go out and hear these guys.
What's the biggest gripe that people have about radio? Oh, that same old thing. You know, you hear this band again and again. You hear the song again. You get tired of it. I actually, we're played on a couple local Philly, like local radio,
local
bands and stuff. I'm not going to name any names, but I did give a call to one of those stations, like, during the day.
Yeah.
Usually when they do the local things, like, half an hour out of the day. It's like a little slot.
Right.
Like, oh, we get a slot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I called in for our band, and I said, Ganto Barn, can you play Ganto Barn? And the guy was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm very serious. You've been playing our thing. I mean, yeah, you've been putting it on the local band section.
Uh-huh.
But why can't you just play the song?
Oh,
they're like, no, we only play the same Pearl Jam song over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Oh, no. You know,
then we'll play
Freebird over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now, I'm not saying these are bad songs, but it's like, why don't you mix some good songs that you already know are famous, and then just like throw them. Oh, here's this band, Ganto Barn from Philadelphia. Here, check them out. Boom.
I can't
and
tell
just
you
throw them in there, and that's all you have to do.
Yes,
and people are listening to while they're going to work. It's like, I heard something new.
And I will tell you this: I know these people in Philadelphia. I won't name them, but I will say that I am absolutely privy to people who say we support privy.
Nice.
Yes, thank you.
New Scrabble word.
Yes, absolutely. but, you know, who, you know, pay lip service to bands, you know, they'll say, hey, you know, we'll support you on this 1 hour, you know, local Philly scene or so on and so forth. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, they don't put you in the playlist. They don't really support you. They're trying to seem really, you know, local Philly supporting.
But they're not.
Bullshit. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're not.
I am.
Yeah. You that's know? Why we I, love I've, doing these kind I, of shows.
I've got you guys in my playlist, well, yeah. man. That's, anybody who comes yeah. here, I put you in my playlist, you know? And the next thing I want is for, you know, us to be able to identify when people tune in who the hell that is. Because I know for a fact that anyone who tunes in at any point in time and hears your music or anyone else here in local Philadelphia, they will say, oh, shit.
Okay, that is everybody. So- yes, these big sex toy-looking microphones are working. Ready anytime. Okay. How about now? Wait, turn off that. Yeah. All right. Now are we ready? Yes, I'm ready. Promise. Gotcha. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Free Willie Nelson, and we have a lot of great tunes, a lot to talk about, and the focus is, of course, freedom for Willie Nelson. He's not still in jail. He's out on bail, but he was recently arrested again for marijuana charges, and just a part of the most stupid fucking laws in the entire nation, and that's quite an accomplishment. But yeah, they are the ultimate. Well, all laws pertaining to victimless crimes are fucking outrageous and stupid, and we're going to deal with that kind of shit tonight. And of course, the show is dedicated to Willie Nelson, another victim of the ludicrous and extremely expensive war against weed. And I thought it would be good to start off our show for Willie, the latest casualty in the war against weed, with a lovely tune by Benedict Arnold and the Traitors. This is entitled Death Penalty for Pot.
Hey, man, it's a bummer about your cancer.
Yeah, man, like, I've been puking all night long. This, like, marinade doesn't do damn thing.
How about a bong, man?
Sweet, dude. Hey, man, what's with the guys with the guns?
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Science fiction, there's no restriction. Some think it's a sin to have a twin. Cloning, mad scientists are phoning. Cloning, questions are stoning. Progress you can't stop. Let's clone parents up. It's time to play God. It's time to be an alien pod. Cloning. The bad scientists are phoning. Cloning. The bankers are loaning. Kill me with a butcher knife, and I'll get a new life. Scientists are so clever. I'm gonna live forever. Igor, come here, right now!
Yes, Master?
I want to show you something!
What is it, Master?
Oh, Master, now you have two big black pussycats! Oh, they're so nice to pet! Kill me with a butcher knife, and I'll just get a new life. Scientists are so clever, I'm gonna live forever. Cloning, the bad scientists are phony. Cloning, my clone is phony. Cloning, the bad scientists are phony.
Oh, Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican Rag. Processional, step into that small confessional. They're the guy who's got religion. I'll tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican
Rag. This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, and making a great effort to support Willie Nelson and his newly founded Teapot Party. And now we're going to play a wonderful song by Jefferson Airplane from their 1971 release entitled Bark, about an island that has no DEA, no narcotics agents, and no war against weed. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Rock and Roll Island.
Time, fire sign, magnetic on the road. It ain't gonna happen here. But like I was in Michigan, I go, hey, I'm all for hunters owning guns. And then they go, woo! I go, yeah, that increases the odds of two rednecks blowing each other's heads off. Why'd you shoot me? I thought you were a deer? Fuck you, you're mad we broke up. Not saying all hunters are gay, but kind of gay, right? If I was into dudes, I'd fucking hunt. You bet I would. That is a wilderness sausage party, ladies and gentlemen. Because I used to get picked on because I didn't hunt. It'd be like, you're queer, Goldthwait. You won't hunt. Yeah, I'm queer. I'm going to stay home this morning with the women folk while you get up at the crack of dawn and go out in the wilderness with a bunch of dudes all huddled together in a little tiny blind watching the sun come up in matching fucking outfits. Yeah, I'm the big queen in this scenario. I'm cold, Tony. Hold me. Shoot the deer. He saw us. Now, I know I sound homophobic, which I don't think I am. Gay bashing is guys going, I hate you because you're a fag, and you're queer, and you're a fag, and you're kind of attractive, and I'd like to fuck you, but I'm in the closet, so I'll just beat you up and jerk off in my Trans Am on the way home. Maybe I should have checked the parking lot before I busted that one out. I was in Milwaukee, jealous. Don't act like I don't have a lot of things going on. I was in Milwaukee, and I signed an autograph on this woman's arm at the Harley Fest. She was shit-faced at the Harley Fest. Yeah, I don't know how she got in. Like, are you drunk at the Harley Davidson Festival? Pshaw! I signed an autograph on her arm, and then she had it tattooed onto her arm. And I go, yeah, that's fucked up. And then this lady went, wow. And I trust me, I didn't get off on it. I was like, don't do this. And she's drunk, and they're fucking, I go, oh, don't do this. She goes, well, why not? I go, because you might sober up and realize I'm not that funny anymore. And she says, and she goes, then I'll just say it sucks.
Well, when the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage Google Muff. The city and I roam the streets looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up, the Google Map.
9 to 6 eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using Jim Warfare. Rock. I'm a demon fly. I still eat it a while. I say buzz, and it's just because I'm an unzipped fly. And I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say rock tonight, and I say rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why.
You heard two songs by The Cramps, Goo Goo Muck and Human Fly. Bobcat Goldthwait did Hunters Are Gay from his...
Greetings, dear listeners. Yes, not even independent radio is immune to bloopers. In this particular spot of the show, there is near silence. I assume a cord was on the microphone controls and causing one of the sliders or knobs that preamp the signal to go down. The Reverend will notice it pretty quick, though. And hello, Willie!
Let's see. Before Tom Lehrer, you heard DOA doing The Times They Are Changin'. Davey did Volta Radio Station ID and The Reverend Is In promo, and started off with two tracks by Benedict Arnold and The Traitors, Cloning and Death Penalty for Pot. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Free Willie Nelson, and we are not doing a show next Sunday night. However, we couldn't even dream of depriving you of another sacred annual holiday tradition on this show. Yes, the Reverend's annual Tree and Balls holiday special. And the 2010 version of that will be on December 19th in 2 weeks. On January 9th, the New Year show. And of course, every show this year has been foreplay for the 10th anniversary show. And submit your ideas. We're getting some good ones. And that is going to be on January 23rd, 2011. All of that is to come. There's updates always at ReverendBookburn.com. And our last show, another sacred annual holiday tradition, the Happy Spanksgiving 2010 show, is soon to be updated, not updated, soon to be uploaded at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. And this show tonight will also be there in case you want to turn somebody onto it or hear it again. And thanks to our co-producer, engineer, book burner from the beginning, and good friend, Pastor Rex Cat. So, Spanksgiving probably in the next couple of days, and the show, I guess, by the end of the week. Okay, do we have any birthdays? Let's get birthdays and plugs done first. Okay, happy birthday to Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott has... it will be marking a birthday between the show and the next one. And, of course, is the originator of several recordings that have been heard on the show, including the Reverend Bookburn's animation theme for the animation project that is no closer to getting off the ground than it was on the last show, but something that we still want to do, and much, much more, an occasional guest and good friend. Happy birthday to Mr. Scott. There's no new deaths that seem appropriate for marking on the show. There's an anniversary, of course, coming up on Wednesday, December 8th. It's going to be the 30th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon by a Jesus freak and all around, you know, teabag type. December 8th, 1980, and we're going to play some tracks as a tribute later from the Oz CD, the Oz / Che Lennon, and a punk opera tribute to John Lennon from Russia. And let's see, what else is coming up? I think that's it. Yeah, for future shows and future antics. And we are also trying to assist a fundraising effort for the fight against breast cancer. And on the web, they are penniesinaction.org with our friend and book burner, Broadcast Girl. Penniesinaction.org and a new underground cartoon site from the Sun of book burner and friend Mr. Z. It's Mystic Studios Productions.angelfire.com. Mystic Studios Productions.angelfire.com. Okay. Let's get down to it. I don't know how many times Willie Nelson has been busted for weed, but it happened days ago, and it's pretty fucking maddening. It's done by the recipients. Oh no, I think it was 2 weeks ago, because they were assholes of the week. The recipients of Asshole of the Week on the last show, the Texas Border Patrol, yes, the fearless Texas Border Patrol, miles and miles from the border, decided they were so big and bad, they were going to go after the tour bus of Willie Nelson. And these colossal wasters of tax dollars then busted Willie and I believe one or two others from the tour. entourage and charged him with marijuana. We heard 6 ounces. And from another source, 6 ounces and psychedelic mushrooms. I don't know how accurate those details are, but they busted them. Willie got out on bail. I believe it's being reduced to a simple possession charge. And and according to one of the hemp sites, down to a misdemeanor. I would be surprised if they did that, but pleasantly surprised, especially in the fascist Republic of Texas. But Willie is out on bail, and he's not taking this lying down. He has announced that he is forming the Teapot Party, and this is one of the beauties of the internet. The organizing potential, the flow of information potential, especially when things go viral. This has spread internationally, and it has spread very substantially here, including and probably especially on Facebook, Willie Nelson's Teapot Party, with a couple of their very own slogans, including leaning just a little to the left, which is kind of funny because, you know, that's a rather deliberate and welcomed act of distinguishing themselves from the Tea Party fascist, racist, corporate dumbasses. And I saw some articles that I would say most people have been supportive of Willie. Yeah, most of the nation is sick of the stupid war against weed and the war against all victimless crimes, which wastes billions of dollars, which takes up prison space, which causes truly dangerous psychos and teabagger types to be released to make room for the harmless perps of victimless crimes. But there were some articles in which they were saying, you know, because the Teapot Party sounds like the Tea Party and raises the subject, like, oh, well, they're not so bad. Some of them are libertarians, so maybe Willie can connect with them. Author of the article that say things like that, you mean well, and you don't mean to be misinformed, but that is an extremely absurd notion. These people are libertarian in name only. That's like all the people in the hemp movement in an act of permanent embarrassment to the legalized weed movement, you know, fell for all that crap from so-called libertarians like Ron Paul and his equally deranged son, Rand Paul. They're libertarians, meaning, of course, liberty for corporations to further ravagely fucking the nation. They should have the liberty to fuck the economy, the environment, and, interestingly enough, liberties and natural rights, including birth control, abortion rights, and free speech, free internet, net neutral, web access and use, and things that make them forget that they're pretending to be libertarians. But yes, there are people who are writing articles saying, oh, Willie, maybe you'll join the Tea Party. And fortunately, Willie is not naive or dumb enough to buy such bullshit. Hence his statements making a strong distinction between the tea fascists and racists and his positive vision for a teapot party. And I just want to say, before we get back to the music, that I support the teapot party. If there is one in the Philadelphia area, I will happily check them out. I want to be sure they're not, these are Ron Paul dipshits, but I'm expecting it to be very positive and very worthwhile. And so we support Willie Nelson's Teapot Party. We also support him in facing these charges, however severe or watered down the charges are. All right, before we get back to the music, I wanted to comment also on net neutrality, since there is an FCC fake net neutrality bill, and there's all this reaction against WikiLeaks, and it's kind of bizarre that there is such an overreaction to it. It's like saying, oh my God, we are so offended not only by free speech, but by truth coming to light. We want our reality to be shaped by Fox News, who are like the Onion, except they pretend to be purveyors of truth, and the rest of the corporate propaganda machine that creates mindless dupes and corporate stooges like the Tea Party people. We don't want truth to come out. We don't want transparency. We don't want to know the truth about the wars and the U.S. government's support for the coup in Honduras and other stupid bullshit. You know, the guy and all of the people from WikiLeaks deserve respect and honor for bringing out the truth, and they deserve support from people, especially since, you know, they're after these people, as well as censoring websites, Homeland Security closing down websites, and other very anti-constitutional, very anti-freedom, very anti-truth actions. We need free speech, we need the flow of information, we need net neutrality, and we need information like the information behind WikiLeaks, because the premise behind the Iraq war, actually every premise behind the Iraq war, were fucking lies. And that was exposed before WikiLeaks came along. Now it's even more exposed, and they're freaking out. All right, let's get back to the music, because I'm losing my voice. I'm not as sick as I was during the last show, but I'm talked out. The Cramps are in the background. The CD, Bad Music for Bad People. We're going to turn that off, and we're going to play another song for Willie. It's a John Prine cover. It is the Blue Chieftains doing their version of Illegal Smile.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Didn't kill anyone. No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. Chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside the walls. I dreamt the police heard everything I thought. What then? Went to court and the judge's name was Clarence. Ah, but fortunately I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
tell me of a pie in the sky, waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never even seem to hear you cry. So as sure as the sun that will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. The officers are trying to keep me down, trying to drive me underground. And they think that they have got the battle won. I say, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. Cause as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. All fighting for the things I want, though I know that when you're dead you can't. But I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all.
Wing out to the edge, baby. sincere. I said the window, I said the dress, everything is there in my heart. I said the ground door, I said the sky, everything is there in our world. Oh my love, for the first time in my life, time in my life, my mind can't feel. Oh, I feel sorrow, I feel dreams, everything is clear in my heart. Oh, I feel life, oh, I feel love, everything is clear in our world.
Hero. It's the same people who have the power. The class system didn't change one little bit. Nothing changed except that we're all dressed up a bit. They're the same bastards running everything. I've always been politically minded, you know, and against the status quo. It's pretty basic when you're brought up like I was to hate and fear the police as a natural enemy, and to despise the army as something that takes people away and leaves them dead somewhere.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with the shenanigans that are going on here. I am sick of hearing about healthcare, patients' rights, and that I should be caring for people who have Medicaid. And now I have to introduce another repulsive song, a Who cover, done by the Ramones. This is Substitute.
Yeah.
Two tracks by Jello Biafra with DOA from their CD Last Scream of the Missing Neighbors. You heard That's Progress and We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Before Jello Biafra with DOA, you heard the Ramones doing Substitute. What was before that? The Oz, Che Lennon. From Russia, did Oz Underground's Do the Oz and Oh My Love, John Lennon covers. Willie Nelson did The Harder They Come from his CD Countryman, and it's easy to spot if you look for it. It's the one with the nice, big, delicious looking marijuana leaf on the cover. Before Willie, we heard Flipper doing Sex Bomb. And started off with the Blue Chieftains doing Illegal Smile. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Free Willie Nelson. And we have been doing the show in support of Willie Nelson and to everybody who is affected by the war against weed and by logical extension, the utter waste of money and resources, and of course the injustice of crackdowns on victimless crimes. And Willie is released on bail, as we said, and he has announced the formation of the Teapot Party, not to be confused with the psycho-fascists of the Tea Parties. And the Teapot Party is catching on, and especially through Facebook. And there is a wonderful distinction between the Teapot Party and the T-Psychos. It's incredible that as the economy goes down the toilet, thanks to the policies that originated with Reagan and were intensified to even greater extremes by George W. Bush, and are now being, I mean, both corporate parties suck, but now these assholes that are coming into power are going to even greater extremes, and they want to not only reward corporate America with tax cuts and more deregulation, and rewarding them for sending money and jobs out of the nation, but they want to fuck over their victims even further by cutting off unemployment and food stamps and general assistance. They want to fuck over Social Security and Medicare. And they want to implement policies that are going to further and severely fuck the economy. And with the economy in as bad a shape as it's in, billions of dollars continue to be wasted on such idiotic practices like cracking down on victimless crimes. So busting people for pot, busting people in the name of the war on drugs instead of rehabilitating people who are on real drugs, busting sex workers, busting people in the porn industry, and incarcerating them, and having mandatory minimum sentences, you know, freeing the psycho thug to make room for the pothead, is just madness. And it's not just an injustice, it is a waste of billions of dollars. It is time to discontinue this absurd, outrageous, costly, and unjust war against all victimless crimes. At the top of the list is ending the war against marijuana. And it is harmless even if people do it recreationally. But in addition to being harmless, and there's no plausible study that hasn't been debunked that suggests otherwise, it is also beneficial from a medical point of view. And fortunately, several states have recognized that and passed laws so that people with cancer and people with AIDS and people with over a dozen other illnesses benefit directly from having medicinal access to marijuana. One state that's almost an exception is New Jersey, because this idiotic Caligula wannabe became governor and is not only decimating the state, but he is fucking with the already passed legislation for medicinal marijuana. His predecessor, John Corzine, passed the bill when this fuckhead, Chris Christie, who is fucked up in everything, not just the marijuana issue, but when he became governor, he began proposing a plethora of restrictions and regulations that were not only illogical, but they were severely damaging regarding access, regarding potency, and I guess he wanted the marijuana to be as impotent as he is, and he probably has a hard time finding it, but his regulations and restrictions were severe, and there have been measures and attempt to reverse that, and so far they have not been effective. His regulations are still in place. Unless that changes in the future, medicinal access to marijuana in New Jersey is going to remain severely inhibited. But it is time for full medicinal access nationwide, hell, worldwide, and it is equally, or almost equally important, that it be accessible to anybody who wants something harmless to use, something that doesn't even compare to alcohol, hard drugs, or the drugs that are in meat, or the toxic chemicals that are deregulated and perfectly okay by the same assholes that support the war on drugs to be subjected to the bodies of people everywhere. This harmless natural plant was only harmful when the war on drugs assholes sprayed poisonous toxins on the plants. Alright. There's a couple of other things that are unrelated that have been in the news lately here in the Philadelphia area. As most of you know, because we made a big issue about it, animal abuser and a total scumbag, Michael Vick, was allowed to return to professional football after he served a very brief sentence for being the leader of a dog fighting ring. And yes, embarrassingly, it was in Philadelphia. But because he's famous, it didn't matter that numerous dogs had a torturous end and were murdered, burned, or killed from the dog fights themselves. He is forgiven, and since a couple of games where he apparently did well, I don't know, I refused to watch it. Not that I was into it that much anyway. Actually, never at all. But he was allowed to be returned to football in Philadelphia, who definitely deserves to lose. He became the shining star. Oh, we forgive him. Oh, he already paid his dues. Which is, of course, absurd bullshit, etc. But anyway, a lot of the assholes who are the same people who write comments all over the place, echoing the talking points of all the teabag psychos, have firmly established that issues pertaining to dogs or all animals mean nothing to them until about 1 week ago. There were some common street thugs and criminals who were in some kind of encounter. They did something like a robbery, and they were getting caught. They're young. They were high school football stars, and they were in an encounter with the police, and that encounter included a police dog whose name is known by everybody in this Philadelphia area. The hypocrisy is bedazzling. But the dog's name was Schultz, and one of these knuckleheads actually threw the dog into traffic along the highway, which resulted in the death of the dog, whose name was Schultz. And I actually agree with them on this point, that because they killed him, you know, they are even bigger scumbags, and they deserve whatever they get, and probably a whole lot more. But what was amazing was that this was being said by the same assholes who are, you know, rock stars or football players or anybody famous can do anything, and they're still gods to these people. So, you know, it's okay that Lynyrd Skynyrd has a pedophile in the band. It's okay that Michael Vick is guilty of the torture and murder of many dogs. But now that Schultz, the police canine dog, was killed by these thugs, there's all this outrage. Well, we agree with the outrage. We agree about the dirtbags who killed Schultz. But hey, maybe this guy will get signed by the Eagles and play for them, and then you can fall in love with him and say, oh, well, we forgive him now. He's a star player. And another subject that has been on my mind this week is the issue that has been on the front burner since a whole lot of assholes got elected in the midterm elections here in the USA, mostly in the House of Representatives. And these are people who are killing the extensions of unemployment benefits for the people fucked over by Bush economics and are out of work. And the people going after Social Security, and the people who are going after tax relief for the middle class. But what they are going for is one of the chief economy busters, one of the chief contributors to economic downfall: tax cuts for the rich. A totally unsustainable idea, one of the economic downfalls of this nation, something that is as unjust as it is insane, and they are fighting like rabid dogs for it. And that is because they are quite obviously brothel workers for the wealthiest 2% and for the worst scumbags of corporate America. And I mean no disrespect to real brothel workers. In fact, I do respect them because they're honest and straightforward. And I apologize for the degrading comparison of comparing them to the scumbags who were advocating the extensions of the Bush tax cuts for the rich. But it is an insane idea. All of us here have taken Michael Moore's advice, and not just talking about it on the show, but commenting everywhere on the subjects, setting the asses straight of the T-psychos who parrot the lines fed to them by the Koch brothers and Murdoch and Karl Rove and all these other criminal scumbags. And also to Obama himself. And he has received polite communications saying this is one thing that you should not cave in on. All right. So anyway, before we get back to the music, we want to thank Willie Nelson for starting the Teapot Party, an alternative to the psychos of the tea parties, and something that is pro-pot. And a big thank you to everybody who's been supporting it and letting it just spread like wildfire, going viral on the internet. And let's play Willie another song. This is from the greatest Stones tribute CD ever. And there's a lot of them, but none come close to this one, if it's findable anymore. It's entitled Stoned Again, A Tribute to the Stones. And this is the Family Cat doing their version of Rocks Off.
Tomorrow, if only I could get my rocks off tomorrow, this season. Dear Anne, you used to be fun, at least funny, at least gently and amusingly insane. But girlfriend, you've changed. The thousand-yard stare you've acquired in the last couple of years says lonely nights, too much wine, and insecurity about the future of your career. Where to now, my sweet fascist? Another one of your silly books? More hilarious appearances on Hannity and Combs? Bill Maher has to be tired of you by now. You're anything but stupid, and by now you must see the writing on the wall. You'll never have a real place with the Beltway In crowd, as they see you as a northeastern hickoid pro wrestler NASCAR type with a degree from Cornell. I mean, really, Anne, where can it go from here? Anne, I think I have the answer. In fact, I know I do. I want to hire you, Anne. I want you to come and work for me. I want you to be my Anne Friday. My housekeeper, beekeeper, floor, chimney, and minesweeper. My window washing, grocery buying, dinner cooking, obsequious, submissive, concubine domestic. You will laugh at my jokes, celebrate my victories, and lament my failures. You will praise my friends and vow great harm upon all who oppose me. You will treat me like a god, a guru, a mentor, and the best knight in the sack you've ever had. You will carry my bags, wash my cars, walk my dogs, and turn your savings over to me. You will massage Susan Sarandon's aching shoulders, whip up vegan delights for Hanoi Jane Fonda and loofah Barbara Streisand stretch marks. But most of all, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. I can offer you a life of obedient servitude on my compound. In your time with me, you will learn much. You will learn that America is made up of people from all races, walks of life, and sexual orientation, and that it's all okay. You will learn to be patient and kind. You will learn the meaning of the word respect and memorize every line of Caddyshack. You will listen to the Ramones, Black Sabbath, and the Brides of Funkenstein. You're a figure of fun, and I plan on having fun with that figure. You will learn who your daddy is, that's for sure. But mostly, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. Come on, Anne, you fucking psycho. Let's do this. Henry.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage of the Birchmere. The Buy Me, Bring Me, Take Me, Don't Mess My Hair Review, Life According to Four Bitchin' Babes, Sally Fingerette, Patty Larkin, Megan McDonough, and Christine Lavin.
Steinem have in common. They are prisoners of their hairdos. Prisoners of their hair. If they change the way they comb their hair, they'd never be recognized anywhere. The prisoners.
Prisoners.
What do Stevie Nicks, Leon Redbone, Pee Wee Herman, Tom Wolfe, and Pope John Paul have in common? They are prisoners of their wardrobe. Prisoners of their clothes. If they changed the outfits that they wear, nobody would stop and stare. The prisoners. It's a little tragic, it's a little weird. ZZ Top are prisoners of their beards. Imagine them weightless in outer space. Beards and shades flying all over the place. Don't worry, girls, that'll never happen except maybe in a music video. There's a very fine line between a groove and a rut. Fine line between eccentrics and people who are just plain nuts. Oh, but why should I concern myself with such superficial things?
Cause you're a prisoner of these stupid thoughts.
Which is worse than being a prisoner of my head. I wonder if Crystal Gale's ever had a bad dream about being trapped with Reverend L. Sharpton and Mary Travers being chased by a wild Pegasus toward a swimming pool filled with snare. Oh my God! What a nightmare for Crystal Gale! Wake up, Crystal Gale! Oh no, here comes Dolly Parton! What is she doing in this song? She's only a prisoner of her wig! Get out of the song, Dolly! You don't belong here! Oh my God! Oh, wake up, Crystal Gale! What a nightmare, Crystal Gale! Wake up!
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I have been amused that people have been moving my new book to the true crime section of the bookstores. And I suppose it makes sense, since Tom DeLay is now convicted, Karl Rove is exposed, and Dickless Cheney has that Interpol Warren thingamajig going on. But still, I'm proud of what we did to the economy,
to the environment and to potheads all over America. And it is a joy to be here tonight to acknowledge the arrest of one filthy, long-haired, and revolting pothead. After all, I want to thank you for this pleasure. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Mushroom, and your mind is moving on. Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And it can't be the Texas Border Patrol who busted Willie Nelson because they were the assholes of the week on the last show, on the Happy Thanksgiving show. So they already got it. That couldn't wait. Sunday, December 5th, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookBurn.com, and Radio for All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. We have no runner-ups. We just have this week's asshole. And this week's asshole, despite the fact that both major political parties in America are corporate stooges, one a whole lot more extreme than the other, but both corporate parties, and even though it may seem partisan to pick on them, it's only because the rising wave of Republican obstructionists and tea psychos are so extreme and so dangerous. And tonight, Asshole of the Week is one of the worst of the lot. Asshole of the Week is Mitch McConnell, Republican congressman, who wants to be at the forefront of the fight against the American people, the American workers, and the Americans without work, as a total stooge for the wealthiest, pushing for tax cuts for the rich, against tax cuts for the middle and lower economic classes, against entitlement and all survival programs, against Social Security, against unemployment extensions, and brags.
Symbol, son.
Where's the fight sounds?
Yes.
We need fight sounds for SO of the week. First, Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. Bragging that he has the ability to obstruct any and all progress until he gets his way of highly destructive, unsustainable policies. That he has the ability to push through an insane agenda. That he has the ability to obstruct all government function. And that he has the ability to wreak more havoc while the nation who isn't among the wealthiest spiral downwards. The lowest character of anybody in the entire nation. Mitch McConnell, you are asshole of the week. Now we can kill the host. Thank you. Okay, you heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. The Damned did White Rabbit. Red Cross did Purple Haze. The Love Dolls did Sunshine Day. And those last two tracks were from the Love Dolls Superstar soundtrack. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Christine Lavin. Let me get all these names. Christine Lavin, Megan McDonough, Patty Larkin, and Sally Fingerette from the Buy Me, Bring Me, Take Me, Don't Mess My Hair, Life According to Four Bitchin' Babes live CD did Prisoners of Their Hairdos. Before that, Henry Rollins did his spoken word, fantastic tribute to Ann Coulter, Letter to Ann Coulter. White Flag did Wuthering Heights from the Pro-Choice Benefit compilation CD, Freedom of Choice. And before that, The Family Cat did Rocks Off. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Free Willie Nelson. Yes, we want a free Willie Nelson if they do incarcerate him. Plus, we like the idea of the Willie being free, and we like the idea of Free Willie, which was, what was he again? I think a whale or a dolphin. So any context of Free Willie is one that we think is very supportable, and we hope that tonight was one more nudging of the culture and the counterculture in a more positive direction. Write to me, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, we're youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Facebook, The Rev, since Rev can't be a first name. The Rev, last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, the link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Check out Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. And coming very soon there, our last show, Happy Spanksgiving 2010. And tonight's show, probably in a week, thanks to the awesome Pastor Rex Catt. The next show is in 2 weeks on December 19th, the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2010. That again is December 19th. Then we will return January 9th, 2011 for the New Year show, and on January 23rd, the 10th anniversary show. And we love the input And I guess it can't be feedback, but we love the input already. And every idea that's good, we are incorporating in song requests. So keep them coming. Thanks to all Bookburners and to everyone who has contributed to tonight's shows and to this whole crazy ride. We're going to play a closing track and then get out of here. If the CD is working, it started acting up, but I think it's going to be okay. This closing tune is by the Chevelles from their Barbarella Girl God CD, and it's a great track if this works, entitled Barbarella. Good night.
Since a meteor shower outside the Draco Quadrant took out our main engines. With no communication capacity, no rescue evac, supplies were running low. My co-pilot Johnny and I were best friends since high school, but this mission was always going to be a failure. There's only emptiness out this far, and it had been 7 long years since we'd seen a woman. Johnny's eyes were black. He was muttering insane comments about absurd delusions. Space psychosis was starting to set in. The black empty abyss was waiting for us.
Well, Johnny, Johnny, what we're gonna do? 'Cause it's all coming down to me or you. She's my intergalactic girl. You know you wanna, but you can't stop feeling the pain. She's my intergalactic girl. You know you wanna, but you can't stop feeling the pain.
Suddenly on the dead monitor came the crystal clear voice and vision of a beautiful woman. Green eyes, smooth skin, silken voice, voluptuous, sexy and mine. She was drifting alone, lost, wanton, and was about to dock without ship. I looked at Johnny's black, jealous eyes, and I knew there was only one course of action. So I rammed my dagger into my best friend's heart.
Well, Johnny, Johnny, what we gonna do? 'Cause it's all coming down to me or you. She's my intergalactic girl. You wanna, but you can't stop feeling the pain. She's my intergalactic girl. You wanna, but you can't stop feeling.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Yeah.
BirchmereRadio.com. And this is the Mother Mother Show. Are you guys hearing the headphones?
Yep, pretty good.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep. Sounds like angels.
Say what?
Sounds like angels.
Gotcha. Could you put up a couple of the other ones? I'm not actually hearing mine for some reason.
Which one is yours?
I thought it was the first one, but...
Is that good?
Good, good.
There we go.
Well, maybe the last one then?
Well, the one you turned up was mine. That sounds good.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. At the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they liked to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. Taken several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Package show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Fry. The show was long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
Low down leaving sun, done did everything that needs done. Woe is me, why can't I see? I'd best be leaving well enough alone. Them neon lighting nights couldn't stay out of fights, keep a haunting me in memories. Well, there's one in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me? Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seems like it was just the other day. I was down at Green Gables, hawking them tables, and generally blowing all my hard-earned pay. Piano rolled blues, danced holes in my shoes. There weren't another way to be. For lovable losers, no-account boozers, and honky-tonk heroes like me. Hey, hey. Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seemed like it was just the other day. I was down in Green Gables, I hogging them tables, and generally blowing all of my hard-earned pay. Piney road blues, I danced holes in my shoes. There weren't another other way to be. For them lovable
by them. smoking of the noble weed. You need much more than him. You've been telling lies so long, some believe they're true. So they close their eyes to things you had no right to do. Just as soon as you are gone, hope will start to climb. Please don't stay around too long, you're wasting precious time.
Swear I hear you call, sail rivers deep and muddy. Some sail rivers clear and cold. But the river that I'm sailing goes to sea. And sometimes I do grow weary. Sometimes I feel old. And sometimes I wonder if you think of me. Out on the ocean, waves fall. And sometimes when I get lonely, I can swear I hear you call. Oh, the nights are cold when you don't keep me warm. And when I first saw you, I first loved you with a song that I sang.
One morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. And yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. I've got a little gal that wears her hair up high. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Honky-tonk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. To be high tone, I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. When it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. She may plead, she may argue with her logic, and mention all the things I learned that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.